The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has teamed up with several tech companies on a big data project. It establishes five Cooperative Research and Development Agreements, or CRADAs. Their goal is to migrate NOAA's vast data reserves to the cloud and make that data more accessible to the public. Zach Goldstein is the Chief Information Officer of NOAA. He joins me now with more on this effort. Zach, good morning. Great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom. It's great to be here.
All right. So first of all, I've heard this before, but I never get tired of hearing the extent and amount of data that NOAA actually has.
So, of course, we have a lot of data because our products are data products. We have satellites, we have radars, we have buoys, we have aircraft, we have radio sondes. Those are instruments launched from balloons. We have lots and lots of data. We put it through supercomputers. We all boil it down so that we can protect life and property and predict changes in the environment to protect livelihoods. And all told, we gather over 20 terabytes of data every day. It's more than twice the data of the entire printed collection of the United States Library of Congress.
All right, so you've got a lot to get out there. We just heard from the Pew Research Center that federal agencies are having trouble making the public aware and taking advantage of that data. So tell us what is up with NOAA. Why the CRADA approach to doing this?
So first of all, it's important to understand that we get a lot of data out in the public. Our products are data products. We also have an entire industry which is built on the raw data that we generate. So there's an enormous value added by the weather industry, the folks you see on TV, radio, the internet, but they don't own satellites, they don't own radars. The raw data comes from agencies like NOAA and our counterparts around the world. And that's a multi-billion-dollar industry. So we already do get a lot of data out there. But despite all of that, with 20 terabytes of data being gathered every day, enormous amounts of information and data coming out of our supercomputer models, only 10 to 20% of the data that we gather actually makes it easily out in the real world, easily accessible. We use it internally. We distill it to generate life and livelihood-saving products. But in terms of being able to reuse it to grow the American economy, only a small portion of the data that we generate is actually available. So to get it available, to do that other important mission that the Department of Commerce, of which NOAA is a major component, has and grow the American economy, we are entering into research and development agreements with five partners, and the idea is that we're going to collaborate. They're actually collaborators with NOAA. They may have partnerships inside their teams, but they're going to collaborate with NOAA and figure out how, without adding cost to the taxpayers, we can free up the other 80 to 90% of the data and grow entire new industries and make the industries that are out there today even greater. There's all sorts of possibilities. One can imagine using the data of where clouds are going to be to figure out how to place solar panels, track powerful currents and tidal measurements to figure out where tidal generators might be placed. Where can you place wind farms? The reinsurance industry is begging for more environmental risk data to be able to price risk and mitigate it as a consequence. Construction projects are interrupted by the weather. They can better plan. There's all sorts of possibilities that industry can conjure up. And the idea is that we're going to collaborate with them. Our role is to figure out how to get the data efficiently and high quality out to a cloud. Our cloud collaborators figure out with their teammates where the value proposition is, what products they can generate to make it a self-sustaining concern without the government picking winners and losers in that product space.
All right. So who are the CRADA members? Who are the companies that will be involved here?
So the CRADA members are I think this is alphabetical. We have Amazon Web Services, Google Cloud Platform, IBM, Microsoft, and the Open Cloud Consortium, which is anchored by the University of Chicago.
All right, so they will each have a separate CRADA agreement, and so they're getting no money for this. This is all effort, or is there a cash exchange here, like a contract, or how does a CRADA work exactly?
So the CRADA works generally by the two parts of the CRADA, the government and the non-government entity, investing our own resources in our own research and development. The CRADA does provide that the collaborators on the private sector side can provide resources to the government to help defray our costs of getting them the data. And in fact, that's one of the essential principles of the arrangements that we're planning here, that the additional cost of getting government data to the collaborators so they can then provide value-added services, that additional cost would not be borne by the taxpayers. The plan is that that would be part of the cost function of the collaborators. And when they provide their value-added services, including the cost of those services, would be the cost to get the government data to them so that it doesn't result in additional cost to the taxpayers.
We're speaking with Zach Goldstein. He's the Chief Information Officer at NOAA. So, for example, if one of them came up with a way to create weather products that would be useful to construction, then they would be free to charge construction industry subscribers for that that service. But then it would, so therefore the users would pay. It would be like a user fee type of basis as opposed to just making it free and the taxpayers paying the bill.
Right, and the data itself is not something that will be charged for. There are a lot of important principles here, a lot of policy implications, which is part of the complexity of the arrangement. Fortunately, NOAA has a lot of experience doing that, so we build on that past experience. But the collaborators, their teams, will be able to charge for the value-added services they provide. They won't be charging consumers or taxpayers for data that's already been paid for by the taxpayers through our agency to gather it in the first place. It's a value-added part. It's the providing the faster response time. It's providing greater bandwidth. It's manipulating data in ways that the collaborators will figure out how to do.
I guess some of these collaborators almost have their own worldwide content delivery systems that would make it easier for them to get the data out at the speeds and feeds that you envision that NOAA itself can't provide?
Right. Well, the idea is that they will provide it at the, I mean, it's not like we can't from a technical standpoint. It's whether you can match the speed and volume and content with the new products that the collaborators innovatively develop. So we're not going to spend taxpayer dollars trying to figure out what new product industry needs. They have the innovative capability and the competitive forces to figure that out. They then make the investment in the infrastructure. The reason why, but what you're hitting on a very important point here. That's why the collaborators are infrastructure providers as opposed to the individual communities that will be the functional value added, if you will. It's because the aim is for us to figure out how quickly in a standard way to get government information to the collaborators. They then create their own ecosystems of folks who add value to their information, even as they scale their private sector infrastructure to meet the needs of those value-added providers as well.
All right, and what is required inside of NOAA to make this happen? Do you have to do anything differently yourself?
It's a little bit different. First of all, initially it's very similar. We have a core team that's about 10 folks. We have two Presidential Innovation Fellows. We have our Chief Technology Officer, our Chief Data Architect. A shout out to my predecessor, Joe Klimovich, who led the effort when we were creating it. And that core team has launched the effort. We've engaged with collaborators. We reviewed, put out two RFIs, reviewed the responses, held an industry day. We were engaging not only with the potential collaborators, but with a group inside NOAA called the Environmental Data Management Committee. NOAA does today data management in such a big way that we have a community of individuals whose the majority of their work time is managing data, producing data products, stewarding data. And so we tapped into them to construct the RFI, to do the initial engagement. This is an R&D effort. So even though today we have a lot of mechanisms in place to serve data up to the public, to put it out in open standards, to interchange it with the public and among ourselves, we have to do the R&D on our side to figure out how we bring all the disparate sources of data inside NOAA into a place from a policy perspective and an infrastructure perspective that allows us to most efficiently get it to the clouds of our collaborators. So we've got a lot of figuring out to do, but it's not like we don't do it already today. The difference is that Sure. we have an externally focused set of partners who we're going to be working very closely with to figure out the most efficient means to do so.
All right, and in the 30 seconds we have left, what's your sense of the timeline? When will one of the CRADA partners maybe come out with a value-added service that would be of value to some constituency out there?
So that's the big question. The CRADAs go for multiple years, but there are competitive forces here, and we're hoping that our collaborators will take up the challenge to not only work with us in a standard way, but also compete with each other to be the first to market with value-added products. So the pacing is really up to them. We can move fairly quickly in terms of working out a scheme to get the data to our collaborators. I'm not sure at this point. I'm hoping that it'll be sooner rather than later.
I was going to say, knowing the competition among IBM, Microsoft, and Amazon, it's probably going to be sooner rather than later.
Right. That's my expectation. My hope is that we'll be the government racing to keep up with them, as opposed to us saying, okay, we're ready now. Well, what are you going to do?
All right. Zach Goldstein is the Chief Information Officer at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Thanks so much for joining me.
Sure. It was a great pleasure, Tom. Thanks for having us.